So this week we saw the return of the NFL, right? And the return of like Monday Night Football and all that stuff. Now, there were some key things that the storyline was surrounding, right? One of them, one of the biggest ones, well, there were two. One was that Joe Burrow is now the highest paid football player in the world.
Really? How much is he making?
A lot of money. And okay. Then the other is that you have Aaron Rodgers, who spent his entire career as a Green Bay Packer. He left, and he's now a New York Jet. And so now the Jets were taking on the Buffalo Bills, right? So this is now turning from a feel-good to a setting-the-bar story when you think you have a sure bet, and it turns the other way in 15 seconds.
Oh, what happened?
So if you can manage to make it through the day without racking up a bar tab because you thought the bar was actually buying your drinks, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Like, thought the bar was doing a promotion? You're all like, yes, I'm going to buy drinks for all my friends?
They were doing a promotion.
Okay.
Let me explain. So fans at this Wisconsin bar, the bar was offering to pay everyone's tab if Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets lost.
Oh, so what you're telling me is they're a little bitter.
Wait,
left.
So hang on a second. No, so yeah, exactly. So they were like, hey, so Aaron Rodgers has to start the game and play the game, whatever. But the Jets and Aaron Rodgers has to lose, and if they lose, then you get your beers bought. Now, it was looking great because four plays in, Aaron Rodgers leaves the game with an Achilles injury, and he's out for the entire season. So now entire bar's like, oh my gosh, Aaron Rodgers is out. So
did they will that to happen? That's almost like a voodoo doll kind of a situation, right?
Right. So there's no way the Jets are going to win now because Aaron Rodgers is out. This is
that was their ace in the hole.
That was their ace in the hole. What is this backup quarterback going to beat the Bills? No way. So everybody starts cheersing, starts drinking, and yeah, beer's on the house. Yeah. This news reporter was out at the bar because it turned into kind of a story, right? And was coming back from a taped bit when Aaron got injured. So everybody was cheering. But then they saw the Jets win in overtime thanks to a returned punt that took all of like 10 whole seconds.
There's a loud roar when Rodgers leaves the game hurt in the first quarter.
Yeah, because everybody thinks, oh my gosh, we're drinking for free.
And the mood has changed considerably.
Yeah, because witnessed what happened.
That is because the Jets just won the game on a long touchdown in overtime. You could take a look. This is the reaction from a bar where people are realizing the bar tabs they've been racking up all night.
Oh, no.
The bar was going to be paying that tab.
Yep.
It is setting in. They are going to have to go to the bar and pay that tab.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. And it's going to be pricey. Oh, it's going to be much.
I mean, right? So,
oh, dang it.
I would imagine. I'm sure there were a few that were just like, you know what? Whatever. I'm leaving. And probably just skipped out on their tab anyways. But still, I know it's the thrill of victory, agony of defeat, that sort of thing with those bar patrons especially. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without thinking the bar is picking up your tab when in fact it's not, then you're
Gambling for you right there. That right. Is gambling.
I know
that's
for
when
sure.
You're betting on sports.
Yep, you win some, you lose some.
Yep.
All right, there you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.